Influence, a digital summit with India's educational influencers, powered by Brain Wonders, DynoLab, Stay Curious, Future Ready Kids, and FamPay. This digital summit will take you on a short journey of introducing you to 18 movers and shakers of Indian education selected from across India. In this summit, innovative topics, informative content, and progressive ideas are being shared with you. We remain hopeful that these sessions over the 3 days will inspire you to take your school community to a new direction of development. My name is Namrita, and I will be your moderator for today. I represent India's largest counseling organization, Brain Wonders. With 108 global centers and 12,000 connected schools, Brain Wonders has been revolutionizing the face of academic guidance, career development, and personal growth via its US patented DMIT and online psychometric tests. Founded by Mr. Manish Naidu, over the past decade, Brain Wonders has been nationally awarded on 7 different platforms, including recognition for being the most trusted and digitally innovative career counseling company. Excellence and passion is what Brain Wonders strives for, and with that, let's begin today's session. Before I welcome today's speakers, I request all our audience to immerse themselves in the session and hold their questions, which will be addressed right after the session.
I, Namrita, will be presenting as a senior clinical psychologist at Brain Wonders. As a part of Brain Wonders, I have been rigorously involved in counseling parents, children, and various educational leaders. Always wanting to make a difference, the well-researched assessments and guidance resources of the Brain Wonders team has always empowered me to deliver powerful and quality-oriented guidance to more than 12,000 school students and teachers and 93 corporate firms as well, with expertise ranging from career planning and personal development to organizational growth. Today, I will share what I feel is an avant-garde vision of true educational guidance with a peek into what exhaustive career counseling actually means. I'll just present my screen. I believe the screen is quite visible for all. So yes, thank you for joining me today for the session as well. I have been interacting with so many of you, you know, as a part of, as my role as a moderator with so many esteemed educational personalities. And it is great that I also get to share the platform with them, all thanks to Future School Leaders and my team at Brain Wonders. So I think today our session has quite exhaustively targeted how NEP, you know, is bringing about a change. And of course, I think whenever we talk about NEP, we are talking about students who are professionally ready. Now, this professional readiness can be as an entrepreneur, can be as a public servant, can also be as, you know, a corporate employee or a corporate professional, or as I hope a lot of educators as well. Before we move forward to why career guidance is important and how it has been built forward, I think my previous presenter, Mr. Rohit, has very clearly pointed out some very disturbing statistics and figures, which basically point out the fact that career guidance is something that is absolute necessity nowadays. With so many career options and so many and such an ignorance about so many career trends, the students are naturally not guided very well. And even though there may be students who may succeed in a particular career and have lead a very well-balanced life, sometimes just the simple fact that they were not ready or they had not envisioned what they are supposed to do is something that often misses the target. A lot of times we have today also focused on, you know, aspects like on being an entrepreneur or skill building, and, you know, making the students more comfortable with their skill sets, more comfortable with what they have to offer, and letting them shine, making them happy and contributing members of the Indian economy, and of course a global citizen as well. Considering that that career is definitely a part of somebody's identity, I mean, as a student, anybody spends almost, you know, 25% to 30% of their life preparing to, you know, to switch into a career role, and then of course another good, you know, 70% to as a career professional, it becomes very, very important that we take seriously. I mean, career, after all, provides a source of sustenance. It's more than a financial income. It actually sets somebody as a contributing member of the society. often you would introduce yourself as, you know, I am, let's say, Namrata, and I'm a senior clinical psychologist, because your career is of course a part of your identity. And a lot of parents, teachers, and of course the students invest a lot of time, energy, and financial resources into planning and getting into the right career. However, statistics show that 7% of the students are only aware of almost some career options, and 93% of the students follow the traditional methods and end up living and getting into a wrong career. In fact, I, as a counselor, often work with a lot of adults who are, you know, dissatisfied with their career or want a career change or are really feeling stuck in whatever they are doing right now. Hence, I think career guidance is definitely a key segment to what NEP has also tried to propose. After all, it is all about leading a professionally well-balanced life. Only when you have that sphere of your life as, you know, settled and comfortable, somebody would be able to focus on the personal development as well. Today, we have spoken at length about, you know, the implication of soft skills, the implications of, you know, developing entrepreneurial traits in some of the sessions today, as well as understanding the future-oriented vision that somebody needs to have and we as educators need to accommodate that vision. A lot of times, ignorance about career options has led to incorrect stream selection, incorrect college selection, you know, getting into the wrong field, not realizing too late that, you know, what you're doing is just a way to earn your daily bread and nothing more. I'm sure the students, especially in a beautiful country, have much more potential than that, and can lead a very purposeful life. The goals of NEP, as it has been reverberated in today's sessions as well, in such beautiful details by, you know, my fellow presenters Rikrit Sarai and Dr. and Mr. Pandey. NEP is definitely something which focuses on a lot of quality and a concept-based learning. The focus is also on, you know, improving a multi-dimensional skill set, or, you know, helping the child or the student explore and, you know, define their paths in all the fields possible, and then make an informed choice. A lot of focus of NEP has also catered to ensuring that the child's development is being taken seriously right from the, you know, let's say birth. And of course, it is always focused around, you know, making the teaching more accessible to the child. After all, if the child is not learning some things, or if they are not able to make and apply what has been taught to them, a lot of efforts do go futile. That is why assessments is something that has catered to all of these dimensions very, very beautifully. Whether it's about developing on talents, whether it's about growing on certain limitations, whether it's about, you know, ensuring a lifespan growth in all the aspects, or whether it's about, you know, identifying and using the unique learning style of a particular child. Assessments are key to what NEP is trying to propose and what we as educators are trying to achieve. So, the complete career counseling that we provide is something that comes as a very holistic solution for students, for teachers, for parents, and all the stakeholders of the educational Indian education sector. We have a very, very exhaustive data bank of 193 industries, which actually summarizes 723 highly paid and reputed career options. We also have a database of almost 6,000 professional courses, so that, you know, when a student knows that, okay, if I want to become, let's say, a counselor, we know what exactly they need to do to become a counselor. And of course, it also has a comprehensive understanding of various Indian educational institutes. Hence, whenever we have the child, you know, dream a dream about leading a very satisfying, professional, successful life, we also focus on that, yes, this dream is not just going to be something imaginary and intangible. It is something that is going to be a reality very, very soon. Because the dream may be quite far, but the path to achieve that dream is right in front of the child and the parent. In fact, the exhaustive understanding of what the child has, what we know often as a SWOT profile, you know, whether it's in terms of their various, the various multiple intelligences, whether it's about their learning style, it actually empowers the child to explore a lot more than what they would have done. while the strengths, in a way, allow the child to actually identify and exploit certain opportunities that would come their way, and parents and teachers to actually provide that opportunity and that chance to the child, the understanding of what is holding them back is also something that is useful in a very, very beautiful and natural sense. The whole idea is that it does not limit a child to a particular direction. It actually empowers a child to, you know, explore, try things out, and give it a fair shot, so that even if mistakes are made, they are not made on their strengths. It is always the areas that require further development or further growth where the child experiments, tries, and of course is guided to take on certain aspects. What we also provide is a comprehensive dashboard for the child, you know, with all the resources, like I mentioned, that whether it's a college, whether it's a pathway, whether it's about the subject, whether it's about the entrance examination, whether it's about, you know, what makes a career exciting for a particular industry or a particular timeline or a particular geographical location. All the facts, figures, trivia, and of course the important information is accessible to a child in their own personal dashboard, which means the child actually saves, or the student actually saves, a lot of time into, you know, exploring and getting confused about what to do or what not to do. Similarly, when as a teacher or as a parent, when they try to initiate a conversation with the student, or we as counselors try to initiate a conversation, you know, to the student about what they should be doing, or, you know, how we can guide them better, or how they can utilize their own time and energy in a much more productive manner without, you know, or without any stress or without any extra worries, it is very easy for the child to actually grasp and implement that, because this time they actually see that, yes, if I'm going to put efforts A, B, C, I am going to get the results that I am working towards. Naturally, when the goal and target is clear, it's very easy for somebody to run across the finish line. However, if the finish line is not in sight, I'm sure even we as adults often would give up on the way and, you know, get confused about what exactly are we trying to do here. Having that sense of purpose, having a very clear-cut goal, is something that even the school authorities or the parent, and of course the organizing institutes, have an access to. They get an understanding of what are the overall trends. And when I'm saying trends, I'm not only talking about academics like physics, chemistry, maths, or social science. I'm also talking about what we call as extracurriculars. I'm also talking about what we call as personality traits or soft skills, very easily summarized into an administrative dashboard. Hence, the child, the teacher, and the school management, and of course the parent, are working in tandem towards a very similar goal, ensuring that everything is in sync to achieve what the child is capable of achieving. A lot of resources have also been incorporated into the system. So whether it's about, you know, access and admission to the late, about the latest information, the trends of the career or industry or of the world, whether it's about, you know, the whole flow chart or planning of how to achieve and do well in the particular career option, whether it's about, you know, getting all the tidbits, trivia, facts, figures, the latest updates, all of them into a knowledge base. And of course, the whole blueprint of the various career options available. What are the, if somebody has already taken up a subject or a course, it is very important to understand that, you know, that course cannot define a person. It is a person that adds value to the course or the college or the subject that they have taken. It is up to them to utilize it to a benefit that they seem fit. And see, once you are at the top of whatever you want to do, naturally, your energy and your motivation, your vision is directed back into succeeding further in that industry or that particular profile that one has picked up. I think over these past 3 days, I have been very, very fortunate to share the screen with so many dedicated professionals, because they know that, yes, what they are talking about is something they are very passionate about. They know that this, yes, the career or the goal or the vision that they have is something that is attainable, something for which they have a very clear-cut plan. And that is exact conviction that a child also needs. Imagine you know, or any one of us, a lot of times, you know, when we were told as a child, let's say in 6th standard or 7th standard, that, you know, if you put in efforts right now, you will gain something 20 years later. It is so intangible. But when you see those things based on your own strengths, based on your own skill set, based on your own progress reports, it is very easy for a child to actually relate to it, believe in what the other people are trying to say, and make the goal as their own in a way that they know that is fit and suitable for them. Similarly, it is always great to, you know about the top trending career options and, you know, have a live interaction with some of the experts, whether it's a counselor of Brain Wonders or a psychologist of Brain Wonders, or whether it's about key industry professionals who will help the child, you know, understand how things are moving forward on a day-to-day basis. Career is definitely a very, very dynamic field. And I think a child's or a student or even a teacher's time is much better invested into following through what is best for them rather than just exploring each and everything without any path. A direction, being having a sense of direction is very, very important. So our career model is quite exclusively very creative factors. So for example, the MIT test, which is the only test which actually maps the innate potential of a particular person. A lot of dignitaries that have been shared the panels for, you know, the past 3 days, including today, have actually taken the assessment themselves before even proposing them to the school. So even as an adult, if somebody finds this useful, I think all of us have been brought up with the motto that why not? IQ tests are also available, something that is used for cognitive intelligence profiling. There's also a lot of provisions for interest aptitude tests, or what we know, there's a lot of psychometric testing, you know, so we understand that, okay, what is it that motivates a particular student? What is it that a particular student is good at? What are the skills that a particular student is capable of developing? What are the areas where we need to push and guide the student, and in which way does the student learn? All of these factors are very, very nicely understood, summarized, and based on that, when we take a career decision, the child takes a career decision, or any, or let's just say the next step into a long journey of the career or academics or their extracurricular development, we know exactly where it is supposed to be leading to. Similarly, the SWOT analysis and a lot of career-based interaction or academic guidance, you know, whether it's about the study methods, whether it's about inspiration, or whether it's about, you know, what is the current trends in the in various industries, or, you know, whether it's about knowing about the, you know, not so popular but amazing career options. All of these things are very effectively taken, and all of these sessions are age-specific. So naturally, when we speak to a child who's in, let's say, you know, first standard, we will talk more about the activity selection, or even, you know, when we work with children who are not even enrolled at preschools, selecting the right education board which actually complements the child is also very important. Again and again, I would like to reinforce the fact that it is all about focusing and working and, you know, let's say fueling the strengths, the key traits that a person is born with, simultaneously helping the child improve upon any challenges or obstacles that may come their way. It is very obvious, and I think everybody knows, that obstacles, challenges, failures are a part and parcel of life. But we also have also been taught that failures are the stepping stone to success. How to do that is something that is very, very important. It's very easy to, you know, just put out a phrase and say that, yes, you know, if you fail, just take it as a learning experience. A lot of us have had bad days. A lot of us, you know, have sometimes been stuck at work despite years and years of practice. It is because we are aware, well prepared, and we take an effort because we are motivated to succeed, or motivated to, you know, realize what we motivated to justify our passion, our interest, that we keep moving in a way that is well directed, that is very well thought out, that is very well researched. Of course, it also includes, like I said, the administrative dashboard, all the resources at their fingertips, and of course the required certifications and the detailed reports of the candidates. The definition of career guidance, why we have been very, very proponent about, you know, career guidance over the past few years, is because we have understood that even despite, you know, it's actually very disheartening to see that somebody who could have done very well in something and was actually trying to get into something like that, just because of the lack of certain opportunities, because they did not know that, okay, this is also possible, just because they did not get the right mentor or the right directions into, you know, what college or courses that they have gone to, are coming back to us at the age of 40 years old or 45 years old, you know, to know that, okay, how to rethink their whole life. I would definitely appreciate the effort and the decision that these people have taken even at that age to actually, you know, get back to what they are born to do, or get back to, you know, what they feel that they would be happy doing. However, why wait is my question to all of you. apart from being, like I said, you know, connected with a lot of industry professionals and experts in the field, we have also tied up, we have also been recognized for a lot of our efforts, you know, whether it's about the digital innovation that we are doing, or whether it's about the research team that we have, or whether it's about, you know, the simple fact that our services are very well received and trusted by parents, and most importantly, I'll say, by students. That is something that that actually motivates us to do better and better each and every time. That's why our own assessments, our own resources are constantly being revised and reviewed as we speak. A lot of it has even been focused on a lot of media pages, a lot of channels as well. And I must say that it was definitely an eye-opening experience for us also, because like I said, when we go public, when, you know, we are hearing the parents or we are hearing the educators talk back to us, it is always a feedback, it is always a learning experience that we try to incorporate, because, you know, we feel the more we do, the less it is. So we are on a constant journey to keep improving on what we can offer, constant journey to make it as holistic and as comfortable for you know, anybody who comes our way. With over 10 lakh students, 3,500 teachers and 1,300 schools that we have worked with, I think I would be in a position to say that yes, I know that we, you know, when we are talking about assessments, any of our assessments, we are doing something right, because we are trying to, you know, help somebody fly by giving them wings, but at the same time keeping them rooted in the experience to actually ensure that they, you know, they achieve what they wanted to achieve by giving them the right routes at the right places at the right time. A lot of people have been a proponent. So like I said, you know, whether it's about the president of Early Childhood Association, Dr. Swati Popatwats, or the CEO of Ampersand, Mr. Vinesh Menon, we have also been very, very actively engaged in, you know, the preschool segments as well. Like I said, for us, earlier the better is always, always our motto. So all of these things have actually helped us, you know, sort of make a difference, make an impact towards a future where, you know, we, where, let's say, you know, the, where the mind lives without fear and the head is held high. And that is true for each and every person. Trust me, I think a lot of you are here, established educators yourself, and to see a satisfied, smiling child is definitely a priceless experience. And when you know that smile is not, you know, born out of ignorance, it is because, you know, the child himself or herself or themselves, they believe in them, the potential to believe in, it is something that I think all of us here actually live for day in, day out. That is what makes, you know, us do what we love, what we do, and with so much passion that we do. So we at Brain Wonders are just trying to make a difference, and we are on the path to do that. I hope that all of you will definitely join us and help us realize this vision, you know, faster, more effectively, and of course broaden our vision as we speak. We look forward to connecting with you.